Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Fire. Hallelujah to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams. Here with you live Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is Wayment. Wayment. W-A-Y-M-E-N-T. Wayment. Our scripture comes from the book of Numbers, Chapter 23, verse 19. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. You can call in with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. The number is 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can make sure you hear the recording by going to my ministry website anytime after 8 a.m. That website is still thefire.com. FELDFIRE.com. FELDFIRE.com. But even better, follow the podcast. So the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern and available for you to listen all day. To follow, text the letters BF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's BF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com, FELDFIRE.com. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, reading from the KJV. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man, that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Glory. Let me read that one more time. I want you to listen to this, because it's asking you a question. It's almost rhetorical. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Glory. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today's Daily Fire? Say it aloud with me right now. Wait a minute. Glory. This morning when I awakened, when my 6:45 a.m. alarm went off to awaken me to prepare for, get signed in and everything for today's daily fire at 7 a.m. I said, wait a minute. Because, see, I had forgotten about the time change, but thank God my, you know, alarm automatically updates. But I was sleeping on the sofa in the living room. And in the living room from my sofa, you know, one part of my wall has these doors, French doors, that look out over the water because I live in downtown Miami, right where you can see the Gulf, you know, at Bayside. And so previously when the alarm has gone off at 6:45 and I open my eyes, it would be almost daylight, right? And by the time I started the podcast at 7, it would be daylight. And because of where my office is situated from the living room, by the time 7 hits, I can see the daylight shining into the living room because it's shining in, you know, from the balcony view. Well, this morning when I awakened and it was black dark, for a second I thought for some reason I had reset the alarm to 5:45 because it was dark outside. And my reflex was, wait a minute. And I just started laughing. Because for those of you who know me, I'm not a person who uses slang. And I, quite frankly, cannot even tell you if I've ever said, wait a minute, in my life. But definitely I've heard it. And maybe then I've said it over a decade ago in jest with someone on the phone. So I just was surprised. But for those of you who do not know, Waymet means wait a minute. You know, Waymet, you're surprised. Waymet, I need you to explain that. Waymet, did you just say what I thought you said? Wait a minute. Oh, my Lord. Catch me. I'm about to faint. You get the gist of wait a minute. So as I started laughing at that, it just made me think, surely that's how God sometimes responds to some of the things we say and do. Like we don't know who he is in our lives. Like we don't understand his capabilities to come in and work things out and do the impossible. Surely sometimes God looks at us and says, wait a minute, Jesus. And Numbers 23:19 that I just read unto you, the Bible is reminding us of who God is, that God is not a man that he should lie. Because, see, I am human. As much as I try not to, I lie. You are human. As much as you try not to, you lie. We are infallible. We are not perfect. We may have the best of intentions, but not be able to carry it out. We may plan something, but not be able to do it. We may want the best for you, but our strategy is not going to bring about that desired end because we are mankind. But in Numbers 23, the author said, let me first clarify this for you. God is not a man that he should lie. Then to break it down even further, he said, or even the son of man or mankind that he should repent, because repentance inherently means that you have sinned amidst the mark. You've done something wrong. That's part of the steps of getting to repentance or remorse, is that you must have done something which requires repentance. God can do no wrong. So he's not that person. So then he rhetorically asked, had he said it, and shall he not do it? has he spoken and shall he not make it good? In other words, God's word is his bond. You don't need God to sign a contract. You don't need someone else to witness that God said it. If God said it, all you need is that he said it. God is like back in the old days when all the person would do is tell you and maybe you shook hands and that was enough. God doesn't even require the shaking of hands. He's not mankind. He's not imperfection. He's not infallible. I mean, he's not fallacy. God is infallible. Let me correct that. He's infallible. We are fallible. We have the fallacy. We will mess it up. We will make mistakes. We will sin. We will do wrong. But God is infallible. God is perfection. Jesus. Whatever he has said in his word, he is required to bring it to pass. So here today, he is looking at you and looking at me, crying and slobbering all over ourselves about things that we've asked him to do in alignment with his will, and then doubting him, then acting as if God will not hear our prayers. Now, I'm not saying that you should not have emotion. Some things do necessarily bring about crying or anger or sadness or pain. There's nothing wrong with that. Even Jesus wept, so we know emotion is okay. But when the emotion takes such control that you allow it to come in and move your belief in God, to replace your faith in God, then that is an issue which causes God to look at you spiritually and say, wait a minute. All that I've already done and you're doubting me, wait a minute. All the doors I've already opened and you're questioning whether or not I can do this, wait a minute. All the times I've already healed you, the things I've done for you, the favor I've blessed you with, and you are still questioning whether or not I can do it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, says God. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, says God. I am God. How dare you? How dare you? Stop believing in my abilities. Woo, let's get ready to go into prayer. Our time is almost run. Say, wait a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give glory to your name. We give honor to your name. Father, we just give virtue and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Lord, we come asking forgiveness of our sin in the name of Jesus. We repent, Lord, of our doubts. We repent of our disbelief. We repent, Father, of our mumbling and grumbling and complaining. We repent of our sin. We repent of missing the mark. We repent, Father, in the name of Jesus, and ask forgiveness. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless us, Father, to help us to stop giving you wait-a-minute moments because we have forgotten who you are. Father, that you are God, hallelujah, that there is no fallacy in you. There is no fault in you. You are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Your word is good. Your word is good. Your word is God. Help us, Lord. Now, Father, I come pray for everyone listening. Lord, I lift up their knees to you, and I ask you to do miracles. Work wonders today. Just do a new thing, Father. But most importantly, help their disbelief. Help their disbelief. Help their disbelief. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say, I will. Stop giving God wait-a-minute moments. Say it again. I will. Stop giving God wait-a-minute moments. Hallelujah, because I will believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise him. Go on and magnify him. Just thank him now. Let me give the altar call, and then we will end with our tithe for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, say thank you, Lord. Amen. Everybody just praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're going to church, your Bible study. Make sure you're in Sunday school. Make sure you're here. This is part of your daily devotion with the Lord. With the meeting Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. or going to fieldthefire.com after 8 a.m. or even better, text the letters BF to 33222 so that you can follow the podcast. You will receive an automatic confirmation text. That's the letters DF. Send the letters DF to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is, wait a minute. Your task for today is to not give God one wait a minute moment because you will believe. Hallelujah. All right, whatever you do, do not miss the fire. I'll see you in the morning at 7. No more waiting moment. Trust it, God.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.